Hello. It's the worst podcast on the internet. That's this show. I think it's the worst podcast. It's definitely the worst podcast with 396 episodes. There's probably worse podcasts, but they probably got like three episodes. Has 396 episodes and is this bad. No way. It almost makes me not want it to. Look, I want it to become a good show. Don't fucking get it twisted. But it almost makes me want to keep it this level of bad because it's almost a bigger feat. It's not. It's a bigger feat to have a really good show for 396 episodes. That is a bigger deal, of course. But to have a show this bad, this long, also an accomplishment. What time is it? 9:25. Very early for me. And I was even up earlier because Jacqueline had to go to the airport and I always go take Walker down to the cab because that's love. Walking downstairs and putting your partner in a cab. Partner. I always feel weird saying partner. Girlfriend, I understand that's weird for people when you're like, my girlfriend, but that's what I say. I say girlfriend. You could say partner, you could say girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other. I think that's up to the individual, right? Like, you're not wrong for saying girl. Am I wrong for saying girlfriend? Is that belittling? Saying that this woman is a girl, but she says I'm her boyfriend. She refers to me as such. If she called me a partner and I called her, sometimes I call her a life partner. Why is life partner sounds better than just part? Because partner, see, I worked in an accounting firm and then partner was like a position. You're like, wow, there was a lot of partners. Like, there's too many of you. There's like thousands of partners. You must not feel like much of a partner when you're like, you know, you could like leave and nobody cares. It's not like, oh my God, one of the partners lives. No one would even notice. It's like at a big company when there's all these vice presidents. Well, what the president dies? Do you become president? No, we're all vice presidents. I'm one of 50 of vice presidents of the Minneapolis office. Oh, titles in the corporate world. They are hilarious. Don't want to be in that fucking thing again. I mean, there is some things that are nice about it. The stability. The internet is very fast. The climate is controlled. Although, in the summer, way too cold. I've never had an office that was not like, oh, I need a jacket in the summer. Like, on the hottest day of the year, you'd be freezing cold. You'd be like, I just want to go outside and sweat like I'm supposed to. But besides that, it's fine. You know, coffee, you got a Keurig usually with your selection of coffees. That's nice. If you work in an office that doesn't give you coffee, go look around. go on LinkedIn or where do you find jobs now? I don't even want to know. I ain't looking. So, yeah, Jacqueline's gone for 2 weeks. Oh, last night we did that Union Hall show. It was good. I did like this half-hour story. Me and Jacqueline both did half-hour stories, and Mike Birbiglia was there, and he helped us with them. He helped us work on beforehand, and he hosted the show. It was great. Mike Birbiglia. What a mensch. The best guy in showbiz. And, I don't need to tell you that. Of course you know, he's a big deal. I guess I'll look at the news. And YouTube illegally collects data on children, say child protection groups. Well, if you got a kid, get him off the YouTube. Or her. You might have a lady kid. Get her off there. Because the YouTube is collecting. Just don't have an account. Go incognito. Always put your kid in incognito mode. You don't want to see what he's up to. Or her. What they are up to. Them. Yeah. Put them in. Because, yeah, they're gonna be Googling some nasty things. You don't need to know about it. They already know about incognito mode. But they need to. You don't want YouTube collecting your kids' data? I guess what do you even put in YouTube that they can collect other than my kid is a kid and he lives in New Jersey and he watches Rhett and Link, is that what he watches? I don't know what a kid's watch. I know Rhett and Link's a thing. And I can't imagine that it's any good. But I don't, maybe it's great. What do I know? What am I shitting on Rhett and Link? They're good enough that I know that what they are, and I don't even know what they do. I think they sing songs. I'm positive they sing songs. That's part of what they do. And they are very successful at it. So they're probably great. But what kids like is usually bad. Whatever I liked when I was a kid was not that good. When I go back to look at it now, I'm like, oh, no. That was terrible. I can't even, like, I remember just being a kid and being like, oh, this show is great. And then it got canceled like a week later because it was garbage. Everybody's concerned with collecting data, I guess, for marketing purposes. I don't think we even know what we're going to do with all this data, really. To market. Are we not selling things? Are people not buying things that we need more marketing data? Just put it on fucking TV or put it on. Here's an ad. Put it on a fucking billboard. We see it. What am I going to? You're going to buy the Gatorade. I don't buy Gatorade, but someone buys it. Oh, we'll never. Because all that data costs, like, money. Like, a bunch of, like, so only people could buy it, like, these big firms. And so big companies get it. And what everybody knows about their products, they get it. I think we're just jerking ourselves off with marketing data at this point. I keep switching between data and data. I'm not a person that has, that's settled in on either one. I go back and forth with data and data. Maybe that's my problem in life. Maybe I need to pick one. Maybe I need to choose a side. Well, Google, you own YouTube. You have everybody's info. What the fuck good is it? For real. We know what everybody likes. I know what I like already. But now the company knows that you like it. Well, I bought the thing. That's how they know. How about I bought an iPhone and I drink cran raspberry LaCroix and I don't know. I like, I watch a lot of Seinfeld on Hulu and music documentaries on Netflix. What else do you fucking need? I live in New York City. I'm a gentleman. Russian woman embalmed alive? My God, Russia. Calm down already. What the hell's going on over there that everything's out of hand? You relax. Is it all the vodka? Is it all the spying? Are they all spies? No. I'm sure the people of Russia are very nice. But they see, it's, why are they bombing people alive? I'm not going to read that. That sounds terrible. Do one more story. Japanese father kept son in a wooden cage for more than 20 years. Holy shit. What do you do? Well, just kill the... you don't want to kill him. But you don't want to kill... You don't, obviously don't want to take care of the kid. You're like, this kid's got a lot of trouble. But... I'm not going to kill him. I'm not a monster. I'm just going to put him in this cage. Don't really have to... You know, just throw him... throw him some cereal. And be done with it. And then a few... But even then, after I understand the first few years in a cage, sure, I'm sympathetic to that. But that's why I don't have children, because I would want to lock them in a cage. I'm not saying it's right. But the first few years in a cage, I mean, a baby's basically in a cage. It's a crib. There's no top to the cage. But they can't get out. They're kind of in a cage. It's kind of a wooden cage. And a playpen. Just another cage. So baby, first couple of years, cage is normal. Except for the top. If you saw an actual cage, you'd be like, why'd you have to put a top on that crib? Because I want to make sure he's in a... I want him to... Get used to it. Because as he gets older, he's staying in that fucking cage. So get used to that, to being in there. He won't even know it's a thing. Probably didn't even know other kids weren't in cages until it's probably like he saw 13 or something. I guess you watch television. Do you get to watch television in a cage? I mean, I should read the article, but I mean... Did he go to school? He didn't go to school, I guess. I mean, why do you need school if you're going to live your life in a cage? What are you going to learn? You're going to learn social studies? You're in a fucking cage. What's the difference? History repeats itself? I don't know. I never go outside. If he was allowed to watch TV, that's not so bad. I mean, the bathroom, I wonder how that worked. I'm assuming a bucket. All right, I'm going to take a look. I got to read this now. Management, 73, claimed he locked his son in a box, now 42. Because he had mental health problems that mean he was sometimes violent. Okay, less than 2 meters wide. You see, once you get into the metric system, you lose me. He was being fed every day, officials said. Well, that's good. And is now suffering a bent back. Yeah, you couldn't have had a cage big enough. Yeah, there's not enough details here. That's it. They just said that how big, they just keep saying meters, how big the cage was. But they didn't say, you know, have a lot of questions. Well, hopefully the cage man will get a some kind of series on TLC or something. You know, my caged life, and then it'll explain how he went to the bathroom and if he went to school or watched TV or anything like that. And I guess I should go pitch that. I'll go contact this guy and contact the executives at various cable networks that specialize in reality exploitation television and see if I can't get a show on the air. Well, I guess I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.